Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Welcome to, what is today? Tuesday, Transformational Tuesday.
Hello.
Hi, Elisa. So good to be back with you. We took a little break for August, and we've got people lining up, waiting to talk with you and to hear your lesson for the day. But I also want to tell anybody who may be just listening in, haven't dialed in yet, if you call 516-418-5651 today, which is Tuesday, September 7th, you can get a mini reading with Elisa. Those you're allowed one question for Elisa, and we'll bring you in the order. I've got you numbered in the order that you've been calling in. So you'll be brought in, and you can ask Elisa one question, but don't jump in right away. Give her a moment to get into your energy, and then she can take your question. So you get one question, and each reading will be about 5 minutes, and then we have to move on to the next one. But I want to tell you, if you want to take a pen and paper, you might want to write down this number. Because if you want to get a full reading with Elisa, she's got a little special going on right now for 15 minutes, only $40. And if you text her, she can set up an appointment with you. Her number is 407-432-7088. That number is also in the description of today's show. So, Elisa, would you like to talk to us before we start taking callers? I know you've got a little, little lesson for us today.
Well, we're in Transformation Tuesdays, and we're in a transformation actually in our physical being as well as our emotional and spiritual being. And what I woke up with is reflect on who you surround yourself with. Birds of a feather flock together. And there are people who are actually and have been coming towards us and also being removed. You know, old friendships, even family members, everything shifting and changing and switching to this higher frequency. And as we're on this journey of transformation, we are being placed with people who are more on that frequency. So where we stand in ourselves, as a reflection of who we surround ourselves with. And that's a really good way of observation when we take a look at where we are in the self. So it's about not settling to be loved and not settling for, you know, a lower frequency, to heighten ourselves into this faith and compassion and love for those who surround us, but also share and exchange with them on that frequency. And that's where we're all coming to and rising up against. It's really a beautiful transformation, but it's also very painful sometimes because we feel that there are certain people that are being removed that we had in our lifetime for up until now, from a long time ago, some for several years or a few years. And they're being removed, or things are just shifting. There's also people being removed, and they have to stay in that space of alone time, because in the alone time is where we reflect and we grow. And those people that we had so close to us sometimes take a little break of time to go into their own cocoon to transform. And ahead, we're going to start to see those people coming back if they're meant to be there, and others will be falling away and going on a different journey aligned with who they align with on their frequency. So it's all about paying attention to what's happening around all of us. And it just seemed to come real clear to me today that when we're in the spiritual growth, it's about being alone and being in a playful state, going out there and paying attention to the little things that give us clarity of our own soul truth and who we are and what our moral compass is built on. So if we have other people that are going through a lot of growth, then it becomes a distraction to our own growth because we get caught up in what they're processing through. And a lot of times when they're heightening, they're going through all the lower vibrations of the emotion, the ego, the fighting, all these lower vibrations that are not healthy for us to be in the space of love. So it's about allowing ourselves that time to even reflect on our own journey and where we are in ourselves to heighten into that space of love. And it's done playing in the spiritual realm of the self and nature. That is a really great healer. So that's what was coming to me today. And I believe that, you know, as time goes forward, we're going to start to see that, you know, what we think we want or what we think we choose for ourselves is not always for our highest good, and that the divine will always place in front of us the lessons with utilizing the people. And because of all this internal growth, we'll be able to see how far we have grown, what we will allow to be in the energy field of the self by placing and knowing those healthy boundaries versus what we once accepted as to be okay may not be okay. So it's a very beautiful time, actually, and to help people on the journey. So you can open up the line and we can get some callers. I would like to just read their energy a little bit.
Right.
Even if I can get into their energy individually before I get the question, just so I can kind of connect and give them a little bit of a message without knowing what they're going through right now, because it's more confirming to them. So I would like to try it that way today and go that path. Okay.
All right. Let me see who is our first caller. I just put a number down in their slot. Hello. What is your name?
Greetings. This is David. I'm in Palm Springs, California.
Hi, I think I remember you from last week, a month ago, actually.
Oh,
have you called here before?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's possible, but I don't remember it.
That's okay. But anyway, give Elisa a moment to get into your energy, and
Certainly. Then
she will take it away from there.
Thank you.
Hello, David. I believe you called in on my night show on Thursday night. But it's good that you're calling, because I actually feel the word innovation is coming very strong to me, and there's a lot of soul growth and innovation. And I actually see you acquiring more of a leadership skill, understanding that it's not so much about people that have to be around you to accept you. It's about you being in this leadership skill to relay your message, and how they receive it is up to them. And it's not for it to be forced upon people, but it's to be this power of knowledge that you hold within your soul to share with people, but not inflict it upon people. And that's actually another lesson that came up today, was the knowledge of power is very different than the power of knowledge. And that's something to really sit and reflect on, because it's totally two different. One is more spiritual, and the other is more ego-based if it's pushed. Okay? So when you have the knowledge of power, you are gathering information that aligns very strong with your soul compass. That's your knowledge. That's your power. When you use the power of the knowledge and inflict it upon others, that's actually not their journey, not their path. Now, if they align with your truth, then they will absolutely be there to receive that message. And that is what we're all here to do, is to bring a message forward for people to receive, and whether they receive it or not is on them. And it's okay. Because it's not for everybody. Everybody's on their own journey. It's about surrendering and allowing everybody to walk as they choose without pushing, without pressure. So it's something to think about and ponder upon, because I see that in the past, it was this expectation became a disappointment of the knowledge and the power that you were holding, but it wasn't received the way you wanted it to be received, because certain people weren't ready to receive you yet, because you're so heightened in your soul knowing that people cannot receive you where they're not aligned in themselves to that frequency. So it's like pushing something on somebody that is a total foreign language. They don't understand you. And as we're heightening as a collective, and that's happening right now across the globe, we're all, people are falling and coming up. And there are people who have fallen and have come up and have been on the journey for quite a lot of years, or a lifetime pretty much. And those who have heightened in that frequency are ready to receive you on that frequency. So you do need to get out there and speak or touch somebody in that way, because you do have that ability. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, David. Put you on hold and see who our number two caller is. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. What is your name?
Lou.
Lou?
Hello, Lou.
Lou. Yeah, coming from Miami, Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to
go ahead.
Yeah, just, you know, if she has any information on my next stable relationship or long term.
What I see in your energy is you're a spark of light. You're the kind of light that ignites people and brings out their best potential. You understand that? Sometimes when, and this is, I'm getting a message from Spirit that when you go into energy, even someone you fall in love with, you're that push, but you're not the one who's supposed to be carrying all the weight in the backpack of other people's stuff. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It becomes yours because you choose to hold it for them. So Spirit's telling me before you are ready to have a very healthy, substantial relationship, because you're a really good catch, okay? You're a beautiful soul. But for someone to receive you, you're not there to pick up the broken pieces and their lacks. You're there to inspire and help facilitate their strength. But the person who's supposed to be there with you is to stand more in that strength, and for you to just add the flame for them to even go more into expansion. I see you gathering the broken pieces and trying to put it together so people will be more fixed, and that is not a healthy relationship.
Okay.
Okay. So I hope that makes sense to you, but it's when you choose to walk with somebody who's your equal, where you both can inspire and be the spark in each other, that's where I see the healthy relationship. And it's about you choosing that it's time now, because you've settled for so long. It's the same pattern and behavior cycle you've been going through over and over again. And that's why it goes really good and then it falls really hard, because you're carrying the weight of the other. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, some people tell me that I am too picky, that I have too high expectations. So I guess when I try to be more open, I guess that's when I fall into that predicament again.
You know, picky can be a terminology of in two different ways. Are you picky from the ego, or are you picky from the soul compass? Because that's a reflection to look at. When you're picky from your soul compass, yes, because when you settle for somebody's, you know, lower vibrations, or where they're not aligned with you on the foundation of your moral compass, that is definitely a warning sign. When you're in the ego in judgment, okay, that's a whole nother place. So it's about reflecting, where do you stand when you call yourself picky? Because really, when you're being very aware of your truth and your moral compass, of course you should be picky. Because if you are a very trustworthy person and end up with somebody who's not, that's a very big conflict in the foundation of any relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's where it's good to practice, you know, the words that describe you on the soul level. Who are you as a human and the spiritual child? And when you go back to that understanding of your moral compass, it is very important to be picky of who you align yourself with. Because when you share those foundational morals and values together, anybody can build on that. You don't have to be exactly alike in everything else, but that is the foundation to relationship, in all relationships.
Right. I try to look at the overall perspective of what encompasses the person, you know, trying to choose for myself instead of just falling in love blindly. And that's when I bounce, you know, off conversations with other people, and then they find me to be very, to have high expectations, too picky. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean,
high expectations may be unreasonable because that will lead to disappointment. But when you look at your truth and allow others to be who they are, and you are allowed to be who you are, that's when it is a very flowing exchange. When we try to change somebody, okay, of their habits or behaviors, then, you know, that has to happen kind of organically by bringing awareness to each other. But we're not here to change people. We're here to have a foundation that is very comparable on the soul level. And everything else can be built on that. You know, then it brings seasoning to the relationship. You want to want somebody exactly like you. But it's nice when people have, you know, a similar foundation. That's the key. That's what will help us flow. When people have opposing foundations, then there's a lot of friction and fight, and that moral values are disrupted that way.
Yeah, that's true.
If I could say something.
It's about surrendering. Go ahead.
If I could say something about the picky part, I don't see it as being picky, but more being discerning and not settling for something less than what she deserves.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm trying to align to someone that is not like me, but it has a lot of similar foundations like me, you know, and I guess that's where other people find me picky.
Well, what other people think really doesn't matter.
You're living for yourself. And if it means you live alone, then you live alone. Because to settle to be with somebody is not okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm totally with you on that. Not again.
It's just not okay. We're so programmed to receive somebody and become less than in ourselves, and that's so wrong in every way. It's not about us having to lower ourselves to be loved. It's about us being who we are, and somebody walking into our path can share the journey with us. That's the key to a healthy relationship. When the person's not there, then we end up settling in some way.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to have to settle. I'd rather go out and have fun and live my life, but that's me, you know? And those who are aligned with me show up. when it's time.
When it's time.
And so just be patient. Okay, be patient.
Okay.
All
right,
again, I hope that helps.
Thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Thank you. Oh, right. Oh, wait a minute. Got to press the right button. Getting ahead of myself. Who's on the line now?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Eric.
Eric, where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Give Elisa a moment to give
you
your energy, and she will be right with you.
Eric, I see a lot of push and pull around your energy right now. You're going through so much back and forth with your life and trying to figure out which way you're supposed to go.
Yep.
And I just see a lot of conflict around you. And, okay, Spirit's telling me you have got to shut out the noise, and that's the noise of others, okay? And the noise of even, like, the media, or just shut out the noise, because you're getting overloaded with so much misinformation that is clouding your own truth, okay? And it's about removing yourself and really doing some soul work within you, because there's directions that are being pushed upon you that are not healthy for you, and you're fighting against it inside of yourself. To stand up in your own truth, and it's making you very upset and angry and frustrated because you're being pushed to go against your truth. And it's about releasing everybody from you right now, just for a little bit. This is just like a self-surrender. Be alone with you and really start to write down your truth, because I see you taking a whole path shift of change away from everything you've ever known and done. And it's based on your truth. But the more that people interfere with your life path, the more you're getting pushed into going the wrong direction. Does that make sense?
I do need some clarification for my truth. What do you mean by that? I understand the rest of it. It's just that part.
Okay, so the truth is, if you have a food choice and you were thinking, I'm going to have, you know, something for dinner, and somebody else says, no, you're not. You're going to eat what I make you, and you're going to eat what I put in front of you. And you're like, but I don't want to do that. I really want what I want. And you eat it anyway. It's almost like there's this distastefulness that goes along with that choice that you were wanting to do for yourself. It's like everything that you want to choose, even with your career, with your life path, people have given their opinions, and you've acquired and listened to that more than your own truth, because I just see the fear coming up, like, what if I make a wrong choice? What if I do something that's going to fail me or cause me to go in the wrong direction because I'm not listening to what other people say? And it's more about you reflecting on your truth and stepping into it fully and in faith, standing there. I'm going to walk by faith that this is where I want to go on my path and my journey right now. I'm releasing, even if it's another job, another direction, another place to relocate to. There's so much that you're conflicted with inside of with your choices because others are directing you on the journey and not your soul truth, not your own compass. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It does very much so.
You know, failure, I just want to say this, failure, okay, because I feel like this is something that you're fearing ahead. Failure is man-made. When you listen to your soul and your truth, which is aligned with your heart, when you listen, to live a path the way you are guided to. There is no failure. Even if it didn't turn out the way that you expected it, because expectations of the ego, okay, the soul truth is guiding you in that direction for you to gather tools to help you along the way to greater things. It's about trusting the process, okay? So take some time away and really focus. Write down what really is important to you outside of what other people say or think, okay? The ones that show up along the way when you ask them what they think, because you can do that after you ask yourself. Those that align with your truth, it will be made very clear. And those that don't will be made very clear, okay? And then you won't get so frustrated because you'll know your truth.
I did have a question in that regard about that.
Okay.
Because I'm very glad that you're saying what you're saying, because I do agree with that. And that is true. And I just wanted to know, because I had an experience abroad, and I just wanted to know if I can travel abroad at all, whether it be 1 year from now or 10 years from now, if I'm safe to do so.
What is coming to me is yes. You will absolutely have an opportunity. But right now there's so much transformation. We're in a transformation of change on so many levels. So many levels, even in our physical world, okay? That it will all align for all of us to have the freedom of the soul. But it's still in the transformation process. Be patient and trust the process. I really see good things ahead for all of us, seeing that. It just doesn't feel like it right now. But it doesn't matter. It's okay. It's about walking in faith. Okay? Because, yes, travel, experiences, everything is going to open up. It's just a matter of when. Okay? And that's not for us to determine right now. There's so much going on so many platforms right now that has to come to a higher frequency before we're going to be in that freedom of the soul. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Eric. We've got four more people, and we're running out of time. I'm going to see if I can get number four in here. Hello, what is your name?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Amala.
Amala. Hello, Amala.
Yep.
So I see you like deciding which way you're supposed to go, kind of having the opportunity to show up, and you're deciding. And you're not so sure if you even want either of them. That's what I'm getting.
With what? With opportunities regarding what?
I don't know. I just see opportunities showing up. Like you have a choice to make between two different choices, three different choices, and you're not sure which one. And you're kind of like, well, I don't know yet. I'm trying to find more clarity about it. I'm processing through it. That's where I kind of see your energy right now. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, sometimes you have a habit of overthinking too much. Instead of just going out there and getting your toe wet and seeing which one is best for you.
Yes.
And I feel like you just need to just, even yourself, you know, go take a look. You know, it doesn't hurt to take a look at opportunity, even if it's someone you meet or someone else you meet or someone else you meet or a job or whatever. Take a look, because you're sitting there thinking and thinking so much that you talk yourself in and out of things, and then you become your own block.
Yeah. It's regarding my career in the sense of picking the right I'm looking for a marketing company, and so I have to make wise decisions using discernment due to the fact of the price, you know. So that's what makes me keep on going back and forth. But now, as of today and actually over the weekend, I really sat down, actually meditated on it, and bottom line, I came down to a conclusion of what I need to do. So
okay, because I feel like it's not about the money. It's not about the money as much as it is about where your heart really feels it wants to be.
Right, right. You're right. You're absolutely there, you know. And I'm actually using my intuition more of a feeling. Like one lady answered the phone, and I'm like, maybe I should give her a chance. The second time she answered the phone, just by her voice, because I'm empathic myself, I'm like, no, it's not going to work. So I'm trusting my gut more, and it feels very
gut.
It feels very good. It feels really just like the other day, I had a question pop in, just kind of like what you would probably as an intuitive. It came in, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't ask that question. And I asked that question, and it was relevant, right? I needed to take care of myself, take self-care by asking that question. So
yeah,
I'm learning to trust my gut more, and which really feels awesome as far as that's concerned. And doing what's right for my heart. I have been thinking a lot. Yeah, you're right, though, in the past.
Well, you have a message. You have a message about this journey with which you chose, what you're choosing, okay? Where you're going next, okay, is going to season you with a lot of, you're going to get a lot of information and exposure, even though the money might not be exceptional, like something else that wouldn't work out, because it would only be temporary with the other place, because it wasn't aligned with you on the morals and values of the platform of you. This one's more aligned with the morals and values of you, and maybe it's less money, but it's going to give you the seasoning to even go bigger and higher in places for what is to come ahead. And it might be this expansion within this company or another opportunity that shows up where you are going to receive the abundance and the exchange exactly as you were looking for. But it's like you need to learn or bring this into your energy field for you to have more seasoning. I that's what I'm getting with this other, with this heart direction that you're taking. It's going to help you that way.
Oh, okay.
It's better
for
you. It's more fulfilling. It's like the soul fulfillment you're going to receive, which you can't put a price on that, okay?
Right. That's right. You're right on. Beautiful.
Okay.
I'm really excited about this next step that I'm taking. It feels right.
Me too.
It feels
it's confirmation.
Right.
See? You just need to hear the confirmation. Go with your heart.
Yes.
And then teach that to others, because most people don't know how to do that.
Yes, exactly.
Do by doing. Do by doing. That's what I say. Be the light. You know, sometimes we have to go first in order to open the pathway for others.
Yep.
Okay.
It's so true.
All right.
Thank you so very much. It was so helpful.
Oh, that's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And who is my next caller? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put this one on hold and go to number 6. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry, folks. Oh, keep hitting the wrong buttons today. Hello, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Vicki. I'm calling from Washington, D.C., and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling in. Give Alisa just a moment to get into your energy.
Hello.
I just feel like all you want to do is laugh all the time. You're such, like, you're happy.
I try to be that way. I do.
Yes, you're like the happy card. You go out there and touch people with happiness and laughter and joyfulness, and you're so optimistic and such a bright light in this world, and that's beautiful to see.
Well, thank you so much.
Keep touching people. I know that you do, and you give people hope and direction and just hope, and that is you. And you're just such a beautiful, you do touch people in such a deep way that I don't even think you realize the depth that you touch people with your joy and your laughter. You can light up a room. I mean, your laugh, I haven't heard your laugh, but your laugh is contagious. And people just get such a different feel around you. You're just the light in the room, okay?
No, thank you. And I know I'm fully aware that I do bring a lot of hope. I really do. So thank
yeah,
you.
You
just got to confirm that.
You know, you're
that.
Doing God's work. You're doing God's work. You know, when people
thank
say
you.
That they really are aligned with the divine love, you absolutely are standing in that space wholeheartedly helping his people. You are absolutely there. And I don't know if
you
needed that validation or not, but you do
yeah,
go out
I think
there
I probably
people.
Needed that.
Yes, you are just a beautiful energy, a beautiful soul, and a beautiful light in this world. And keep doing what you're doing, because Spirit's telling me you just have the magic. You just have that magical touch and that magical, there's something you do for people that shifts them because of your presence from doing harm even to themselves. Like, you are just a beautiful energy and a gift in this world. So keep going. Spirit tells me keep going because you're on the right journey. And ahead, you know, you'll look back and see how many lives you've touched and how many lives you've saved. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, and I received it. Thank you.
Do you have a question?
I do. My question is, I am presently working. However, I am looking for a full-time permanent opportunity, you know, something that is aligned in my best, highest and best interests. What type of energy are you picking up around that?
You're a spiritual healer, girl. You've got to do this full time. Like, you are definitely the light in this world, and you can absolutely receive abundance doing so. You could put a classroom together. You're a teacher of light, presence. Like, you literally work in his presence. You are so there. And however you choose the journey to do so, that is absolutely the direction you take. Listen to your heart. And don't be afraid. You're looking for someone to hire you. Be your own leader. You are the leader. You've always been the leader. You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, reflect on that, because I feel like spiritually people are needing help right now in such a deep way, and you are there in the divine love. Absolutely. Like, working with the divine, 100% helping his people. I see it. We need
awesome.
More of that. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I really
thank
welcome.
You for calling
you.
In, Vicki.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And who is our last caller for today?
Yes. Hello. My name is Laura.
Laura, where are you calling
hello,
from?
Hello, Laura. Hi, I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just having.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt. Go ahead.
I feel like you are so. It's like you're stuck in a tunnel and you can't get out, and you're losing a little bit of yourself in a way. Do you understand?
Absolutely, unequivocally, could not have nailed it better.
Girl, you've got to get out of the fear, the worry, and the panic of what the – listen, the world – depending on what platform you're on, okay, there's two different platforms. You're either in the worry, the fear, and the, oh, my gosh, I'm stuck in the tunnel, or I'm out there opening with my arms wide open to receive all of what this world brings in such a beautiful way, and you are living in the most beautiful state to be able to get out there and be in the magic, but you're staying isolated, alone, and scared to death of what is to come, and that is so not healthy for you. Okay?
True.
Listen, we all came here for a reason and a purpose. And to worry about dying every single day is actually creating this death in your soul. Do you understand that?
Actually, do you know what? I don't worry about death. I worry, like, at the afterlife, I worry about that I'm dying within myself because I'm not doing my true authentic. When I try to do my true authentic,
okay,
it doesn't seem to work out. Does that make sense? So what you're saying is partially right, for sure. I'm,
okay.
So
well,
I'm just contemplating my job right now.
Death doesn't have to be a physical death, okay? When you're living... When you're dying inside, it's the soul that is suffering. So it's not so much about a physical, but to worry about the fears and what is, and it could be with whatever you're trying to bring in your true authentic self, okay? It doesn't matter. When you're not living your fully authentic self, you are not living fully. And it's about you getting out there and don't worry what people think. People don't get to measure our value. We are to know our value and measure from what we know in our truth. It's not about others. So
I totally get that.
Get out there
I'm stuck in my job.
Okay, and how do you get out of a job? You make a change.
Right. So I'm doing under my potential. I know that. But in order to go back to get my potential, I'd have to go back to school. The money's a crazy issue for me. And so I don't know. I just started this job. I thought I would like it, and I honestly hate it. So I'm looking for other jobs. It's not horrible.
I would tell you to have like a session with me, and we'll get into the depth of your truth, because when you title yourself to a job, you're putting yourself in a situation of being kept in a box, and you are
so true.
There's this hesitation of your own value and worth that you have truly not stepped into because you're literally losing yourself. It's like, it's almost like when you're sad and you know someone wants you to be happy, and you're like, well, you can't just turn on the switch and be happy. But when everything shifts because you can understand how to navigate through it using your own power and your own truth, then you hold on to the expansion of everything that you are.
So
does that
true.
Make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So for you to settle,
I'm just having a hard time
because
to
of money,
grasp on that. Yeah.
And it, you know, money is not always for the highest good, even though we all need it, okay? But there's
right.
ways to receive abundance by being your authentic self and navigating through those channels instead of being in the box. And that's where you're stuck.
Yes.
Okay, so it's about bringing out every bit of your life force, doing exactly as you came here to do by being your authentic self, because we all have that within us. It's about teaching people to not settle in their job, to be controlled, to be put down, to be less than because of a money exchange that is not healthy. It's like being in
totally
a settling situation with anything, saying, well, I'm loved. You know, I know my boyfriend hits me, but he loves me because he buys me things. No, it doesn't work that way. We don't need to settle to be loved or settle to be in a job. And this is where the soul is to learn how to be expansive on the truth of what's within you.
I would love
and
to
be
learn
fully
that.
Who you are. So that's why I feel like you would benefit really greatly from a session, because we can get into where the direction will lead you to, and then it's about you stepping out of the fear and just doing it.
Okay. Yeah. I put down your information, so I'll give a call.
Laura, I can tell you, it will be the best money you've ever spent. Elisa has helped me in so many ways. And in fact, she helped my grandson. He came to visit, and we just went over to see Elisa and her dogs. And the next thing I know, she's doing a session with him. And it was remarkable. You will never regret. And you've got her number down, right? 407?
Oh, I do.
Okay,
I took a picture of it, yes.
Awesome.
Gosh, thank
awesome.
You so much. I really appreciate it.
All right.
You have a wonderful day. I'll give you a call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Okay, bye.
Well, that brings us to the end of another delightful Transformational Tuesday. Elisa, thank you so much for sharing your gift with everybody again today.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.